ham?
So as I have previously stated before.
You have a stroke?
Every segment. Every time I open my mouth, I'm going to have a stroke.
So please.
As I have previously stated before.
There you go.
I am a skinny guy. Thanks. Medical marvel. Can I take my own segment off?
Hey, medical Marvin.
I can't wait for this.
Up until about ninth grade, I weighed about 65 pounds.
Ninth grade?
Yeah. When I graduated high school...
Up until about 9 months old, I weighed 65 pounds.
When I graduated high school, I was at 100. And then when I graduated from college, I was like 120. So I've been floating around ever since 130-ish. Ish for about a decade. Yeah.
How tall are you?
6 foot. And this is not to be like a, oh man, he's bitching segment, but it might come across like that. Up until about late last year, I started seeing a noticeable difference in my physique. Y'all can't see it because I naturally look skinny, but I remember Danny back in the day would talk about how he was always rail thin, and when he did start to gain weight, he essentially got like a baby belly, mm-hmm. and then his milkers started getting bigger.
His what?
His milkers. His up tops.
His man boobs?
His man boobs.
See, Ham noticed when he would sit into a couch and he'd get lost in the cushions.
Ah!
And you have to pull him back out. That doesn't happen anymore.
But, like, I would always be able to see my rib cage. Now I can't see my rib cage anymore.
Age.
It's a different look, yeah.
Gravity. It's coming for you.
Age is taking its effect on me. And my metabolism is slowing down. Oh, that I meant to say wrong.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, in the past, I always try to gain weight, eat as much as possible, drink Boost. But I would supplement it with playing the drums, because it was my primary form of exercise. That was the case until I started gaining, like, stummy rolls, which I never had before.
Yeah, you're real fat ass.
You went from seeing your ribs to stummy rolls.
My mitts are getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do something about it because I'm unaccustomed to this.
So you probably are altering your diet. Less fried foods, less Dr. Pepper, less chicken.
Not to change it that drastically.
Oh.
But there is a particular chicken chain I've taken off my menu altogether because I think its chicken is making me bigger than other places of chicken.
So still you're eating fried chicken. Just
that place I would attribute. I probably gained 10 pounds from eating there over the last couple months.
Okay.
And I won't name it.
The other places.
But I'll point at in the direction that it's in.
The other places aren't factoring into this, you don't think?
No.
Weren't you lifting weights this summer?
I'm always doing something.
Yeah, you got a Bowflex.
I didn't get a
Bowflex. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that on this show.
Yeah.
No, I got a door thing that I returned. It was like something I saw on Instagram where it's like you could put it underneath your door and do like...
Oh, you got, like, gravity boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work on my door, so I returned it.
The door?
Yeah, both. The device and door.
Wait, so. It was under the door? It wasn't, like, a pull-up bar?
It was, it had, like, a cord that you would attach on the other side of the door. And, like, you would do, like, gravity sit-up type deals.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But then, like, it... slingshotted underneath the door and I fell on my face.
You're just focused on the core.
Yeah.
I
need core work. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is not a high enough number that you could count of the number of shards that door would turn into if I tried to do exercising on it.
Like the second story of the house just...
That thing would shrink into the quantum verse. It would just...
Monty just do a crunch? Why am I under rubble? Whilst playing drums about a week ago, I took my shirt off, popped the top off.
Okay.
And
you went full,
feeling yourself.
Duplantis?
What?
Duplantier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Mario would.
You're welcome.
The Gojira. Thank you. And to my sight, I could see my breasts hopping around whenever I play. And that kind of was like a reality check for me.
You're just like, oh, that's not.
I was like, oh, I don't like that at all.
You started cowgirling yourself?
No. So, I wanted to try something new, try out a new exercise to get rid of my boobs and my gut. And I looked online and I saw that running is a good source of exercise.
Mm.
So I thought to myself, you know what? I have been thinking in the back of my mind, I want to get into running.
I've had to urge the run
because notably,
I'm not a soft jam. I believe it's jogging.
I've made it a point in my life that I don't ever want to run.
Same.
But I'm like, eh, getting older. The pounds are sticking around. I'm going to run. It's not a good time for me to do this in the day because I work most of the days, so I decided I'm going to run at night. And we have a track at a local high school near me that I'll go to at night.
At night?
Yeah. I think my prep was all wrong. Because as I'm telling my wife, tonight I'm committing to it. I'm going to go run after dinner. And she's looking at me and she's like, let me get this straight. So you're going to run at night after you just had a chicken sandwich from the Filet for dinner? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, normally people, when they decide to exercise or run, they're not having a full meal of fried chicken before.
Yeah, they don't have peanut oil weighing them down like you do.
So probably not the best idea to eat a big meal, but I had already committed.
Yeah.
I told DJ, hey, I'm thinking about running. And the one thing he really wanted me to do is you have to time yourself, which I'll get to in a minute.
Did you have a planned distance?
Yeah, I wanted to run a mile. So four laps around the track. Yeah. That I could put through my head.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you actually like ran an extended
distance? Ran, probably eighth grade.
Oh, God. Okay.
When they had, like, for gym, had us run on the track, and I hated it.
Bro.
And so, whatever. I'm putting the pounds on. I'm going to go work out. So I armed myself. I drove down to the track with shoes that I could run in, not running shoes, because, I mean, I'm not going to go all out and buy things for just testing it out.
You didn't run in your little goth boots you wear?
No, but I did run in jeans.
God. Ran in jeans.
Couldn't even put on shorts to run?
I don't want people seeing my legs. I'm a little self-conscious about my gut. I don't like people seeing my chicken
your
legs.
Fat legs?
Yeah.
But you don't... Sweatpants weren't an option?
I don't own any joggers. Sweatpants.
Okay, just jeans.
But I did buy some after the fact.
Did you wear a bra to keep your flappy boobs from hitting you in the face with...
I'll get to that.
Okay.
So I drove up to the middle school track because the way our neighborhood is set up is we have a high school across from the street from middle school. Went to the middle school because they had their lights all set up. Pull up because I'm like, okay, this will be good. So I'm not running in the dark. There's about 25 middle schoolers playing soccer right next to the track. And I can't deal with that kind of heat. I don't want people making fun of me for running for the first time in
middle schoolers
20 years or so.
They are mean.
Why would they
they're
make fun
vicious.
Of you?
Because they're middle schoolers. They make fun of everybody.
What would you be doing? Do you not run normal?
I don't know. I haven't ran in 16
That's
years.
True, yeah. It's been a while.
Since eighth grade, since middle school.
Yeah. I don't know how I run. I can't take this pressure. So I went across the street. No lights on outside the track of the high school. There's like three people there. Perfect. So I put my music's on, I put my timer on, and I started. So I would run half of the length of the track and then power walk the rest. And then when I got back to the starting point, run again. So I ran like half a mile, power walk the other half. To the women that run with breasts, first off, thank you. We all appreciate it. Also, I don't know how they could run with breasts because as I'm running down immediately, as soon as I start running, I'm hopping all over the place. Seriously.
You got hit in the eye.
I might have hit my chin once or twice.
Took one
and
in
I feel
the eye
so embarrassed.
Little floppy tits.
They're hopping everywhere. My stomach is moving back and forth. I'm like, I am so out of shape. This is ridiculous.
Again, people need
relatively,
to know.
Relatively.
You weigh 129 pounds.
I don't.
Right.
Dude, I weigh like 149 now.
49?
Yeah. This chicken place I went
Still.
To.
Still.
I don't recommend
chicken.
It tastes amazing. Chicken.
It's the batter.
It's the
batter.
There's so much grease on that damn chicken. Mm-hmm. I felt so terrible. But I felt great after running. So my first lap, a quarter mile, was about a minute 15:58. So 1:16. My final time for the four laps was 13:19. Which I don't know if that's good.
I don't.
Yeah, you're practically Kenyan.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad.
So, in addition to me being a medical Marvin or whatever I said, I don't sweat. Even when I play the drums, I barely sweat. So, when I'm done, I feel great running from the neck down. But for whatever reason, my head...
Pants.
What?
You just pant like a dog.
I am. Because at the end of my mile, my head felt like it was going to explode. Like, I get home and I look like a hot dog in the mirror because my head is just, it looks like it's been steamed, but there's nothing, no moisture is actually coming out.
You're not sweating.
You with a fork?
Yeah, they should have prepped me before poking holes in me.
You're not, there's no sweat.
No sweat.
Just
that is
swollen.
Weird. That you might go see a
Yeah, you should probably get that
about.
Checked out.
Seems like all your sweat's pooling in your head.
Right. It pretty much was. And like, I got home and my mother-in-law was like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, I'm doing fine. I feel great. I'm going to go lay down now. But yeah, then I employed, as you guys yelled at me last week, the night shower. Don't like it.
So you would have preferred to go to bed after that?
Well, I figured I probably should go to bed or shower first because if I did sweat, which I don't want to crawl in bed like that.
Oh, seriously?
But I don't sweat, so I just crawl in bed.
So you just...
But I couldn't fall asleep afterwards, so I have that going on.
You don't sweat. Do you ever smell? Do you just...
I probably don't smell it. If I do smell, I'd like people to tell me, but I don't sweat.
Stinks. Fascinating.
So you do want us to tell you.
Very alarming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Good enough?
Oh, dear.
Are you aware of his bathroom habits up here?
I am not.
I don't.
He doesn't go to the bathroom up here ever.
I like home base.
Okay.
But he works up here from noon until 7 every single day.
Hold it?
Yeah.
You hold it for 7 hours.
Yeah. More than that. What time do you leave?
7.
No, in the morning to get here.
Oh, I go at 10:30.
And then you get home at what, 7:30?
Yeah, and then I go again.
So he goes from 10:30 to 7:30 without using the bathroom.
Like, not even number
one. I train my body. Yeah.
Wow.
I have never gone number one.
No, never number one. Only emergency number twos.
Yeah.
Do you eat or drink anything during your shift?
Chicken. All that... Yeah, fried
a lot
chicken.
A lot of chicken.
Chicken and Dr. Pepper.
Not drinking water?
I mean...
No, he does a weekly water.
Sipping the water?
You'll know when I'm drinking water because I don't feel well. Monty will see me get a water and be like, uh-oh, are you about to throw up? That's my telltale sign of Ham is not in his equilibrium homeostasis.
Okay, did you get the runner's high?
I did.
From running?
But my head felt like it was going to explode, so will I run again? Probably not.
Okay, that's where I was going next.
The next thing, run to the doctor.
Nah.
This was a one and done.
This was a one and done
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, run to the doctor.
I think my next thing I'll do, though, is swimming. Maybe biking, but
you
I have my bicycle
a weird
sold.
Time to want to start that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But I mean, yeah. Go to a gym, though. They'll have
Yeah, pools. Are you going to hit up an indoor pool?
I might have to do that.
It always just feels like a lot of work. Got to go to the gym. You got to either wear
clothes.
Your swimsuit or change. Get
Can
in the
I
pool,
swim in the dark?
Get out. Do they make you shower?
I like running in the dark. Can I swim in the dark at the gym?
Well, it's not going to be dark. The lights are going to be on.
There are walls.
Can I turn them off?
Feel safe.
I don't want people
probably
swimming
not.
Can
probably
I swim in jeans?
No, I don't want to swim in jeans.
But you said you went and bought some athletic pants after running in jeans.
I might
it
wear
sounds
those,
like you're pretty committed.
I might wear those the drum now, though, instead of wearing my jeans the drum. Well, yeah.
Drum in your tearaway Adidas pants.
What happened to the weightlifting you were doing?
I stopped. I'm really bad
crushing
about sticking
dumbbells.
With things. But yeah, maybe my wife might let me exercise on her. But I'm not holding out hope.
Yeah, because she's tired of sharing her bras with you.
But yeah, in conclusion, I tried running, didn't like it. So now I'm on the search to find something else.
Well, like we said earlier, luckily running is just a fad. Like, it really caught on.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't used to do that.
Yeah.
It's a new thing, new science. All right, well, there's Ham. He tried. He tried
to exercise.
I tried
running.
What do
you
want?
And I tried showering at night. I prefer mornings.
Did you take a hot shower or a cold shower?
It had to be cold because my head felt like it was going to melt off my body.
Did you feel any better after?
Sounds like a medical problem.
Hmm?
Did you feel any better after the cold shower?
Ish.
See,
but I couldn't fall asleep after that.
People that... actually sweat when they exercise, the hot shower does nothing because it just adds to the heat and you're just still sweating through the whole thing.
Right.
Oh.
That's what happens after I run.